know, one of the things I'd like to ask you, Dr. Firestone, is when it comes to the way we as humans deal with situations, whether they be situations that we consider pleasant or unpleasant, situations that we consider relaxing or stressful, I'm curious as to how we as human beings are made up. You know, we hear and read about the fact that we have this invisible part of us, and people sometimes refer to spirit, some people refer to soul, some people talk about the mind. We know that we have this part of us that is physical, our bodies. I'm curious as to how that part of us which is invisible is in any way relating to that part of us which is physical, and how all of this comes into play when it comes to whether we are responding to situations in a way that can reduce the stress or responding to situations in ways that can increase the stress.
Right, right. Well, I think that we really are both, you know, that we have a mind or a spirit or, you know, something that we can't, you know, it's not like in one location, that's not in your brain, it's not in one place, it's, you know, in you. But there, you also have a body. And then the third part of that triangle is really that you have a relationship. And those affect your physiological state and your spirit as well. So all of those things are related and interacting. And I think that how we respond to things that are positive or negative are going to impact all three and how they're interacting with each other. So if there's something physically wrong in our body, our spirit's going to be down. We're going to, you know, not be fully ourselves. If we're not taking care of our body, we're not going to feel as good. When we do take care of our body, our spirit feels lifted. I mean, these things are related to one another. When we are doing, you know, have close relationships and are making contact with people we love, we feel better, and I think that supports our spirituality or, you know, that what's going on in our mind, too. So all of those things relate to one another, and it's partly about how energy and information is flowing between all three of those. And when we're stressed and we're paying attention to negative or we're having some of those gossip sessions or, you know, we're all getting together and getting, you know, outraged over something, that actually releases stress hormone in our body. And so we've got more cortisol floating around, and we're going to feel more stress. That affects our body physiologically negatively as well. That then is going to, you know, play back and affect us as well. If we haven't had enough sleep, our body is going to be hurting. We're not, you know, its best, and we're not going to feel as good in those other ways too. So they all relate to one another. And when we're overstressed or paying attention to the negative, it affects our bodies, it affects our mental health, it affects our relationships, and, you know, it can go in the opposite direction, too. When our relationships are good and strong, when we're taking good care of our bodies, it's going to affect our mind and our spirit in ways as well.
Wow. So it really is critical that we take the steps that we can take to essentially improve our overall well-being.
Absolutely. And that we take care of our well-being on all those levels. We don't ignore one for the other. Mm-hmm. It's not just about your physical health, even though that's really important. It's not just about your mental health. It's about your relationships. It's about your, you know, whether you're taking care of the things that matter to you and that make, you know, are in your, you know, are your own moral judgments on how you see the world and what's right and acting in ways that go along with that. When you don't do that, you also feel bad. You know, it impacts your physical body too. So it's, and your relationship. So they all impact each other, and you got to be taking care of all three.
That is so awesome. If you would share with us again about the resources, and I understand you have a great book we need to get our eyes on. And after you share those resources, if you could just close it out with just a note of affirmation, something that you would like for us to take away.
Okay, definitely. So our book is Conquer Your Critical Inner Voice, which helps you deal with the negative ways that negative filter you might see yourself and the world and other people through. It looks at how you do this with yourself, how you do it at work, how you do it in your closest relationships with love partners, with children, and with your community. So I think that's really important. And, you know, real methods for overcoming that and starting to be able to support yourself, have more self-compassion, and be a support to yourself in dealing with these stressful situations in life. We also have an upcoming live webinar on May 9th on developing secure attachment, making sense of your past to empower your future. And the idea here is that the way to overcome the things that have hurt you in the past is to feel the pull of pain of them and make sense of them. The more you make a coherent narrative or make sense out of the things that happened to you and that shaped you, the idea here is not to blame other people or to think badly about yourself, but to make sense of it so you can really free yourself from it, so that you can really develop to be your full self, focused on the things that give your life meaning, that are important to you, and where you're taking actions that are really in line with supporting your own values and your goals and the things that matter to you. When you do that and discover those parts of yourself that really light you up and matter to you, and often they have to do with doing good for others, because nothing makes us feel better than that, you know, when we can offer something to somebody else who is hurting or struggling in some way. But whatever that is, those acts of generosity, of spirit, really do make us feel better, and they are the antidote to stress, if you will. Rather than giving a lot of time in our head to our worries, which makes them grow bigger, anything that we practice, and if we practice thinking about what we're worried about, meaning we give time to it, it's going to get bigger. If we instead turn our thoughts to what are our positive feelings towards other people, our warm feelings towards others, how does those go? If we ruminate about those, they will get stronger too. And that's the part we want to grow. And also, if we really take actions that go along with that towards others, but also towards ourselves, we do the things that give our life meaning. And whatever those things are, it's important to discover them and to give them the proper place in your life. And when you do, you will live a life where you're truly being yourself, not what other people think you should be, or your society or your culture tells you you should be, what you really believe you should be.
Dr. Firestone, that was so awesome. I appreciate you so much again for taking on this critical mission that you've taken on, but I also appreciate you for, in the process of taking on that mission, sharing so much rich truth with us. And I'm definitely looking forward to having you join us again. But thank you so much for what you shared today.
Oh, you're so welcome, Carl. It's great to be with you again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please give yourself time to think about what Dr. Firestone shared with us today so you can hold on to it, let it do you the good that it's intended to do. Tremendous way to let some of life's best moments come to you as well as through you. Till next time.
Listening to WTHB 1550 AM Augusta, a Perry Broadcasting Station.